a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
But Heffron's here and he's come up with an even better idea. I want to play a game.
Okay.
Called the You Have to Post It. And John's going to give you a song. He's at the Tempe Improv this weekend. If he's pleased with your post, you get tickets to see John Heffron. If not, you don't get to go. And I don't want you to be a softie on this one. I want you to be legitimate, like, judge on this. Because this is like, you know, I know you want people to fill the seats.
Right, yeah. But it's not criticism. It's just feedback.
It's just going to be. Do you want to try?
I have another twist to it. To whether or not he could post it.
Oh, no. Watch this. I'm going to give you Walk This Way. He's the worst one I've ever seen.
Okay.
You've heard this song a billion times, right?
We know what info we're supposed to give, though?
Well, you're doing it off the theme of the song. Like, Walk This Way. You know, you've got a thought in your head. It comes up. It's just like being on the air. You're like, oh, Walk This Way is coming up. I got to hit this. I don't know how to be a DJ at all anymore. Brett, you're probably still amazing at this because you just kind of got off.
I don't know, but.
Let's see. Brady, you've got 12 seconds. Walk this way, all right? Okay. And Brady gets real good about being like a almost vaudevillian DJ. I don't know how it works, but here we go. Ready?
What time is it?
Oh, right now it's 9:29. You ready? Here we go. And say the call letters, your name, and get the time in.
Woo!
Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
98 KUPD, it's Brady. It's 9:29. John Heffron's in town. It's Tempe Improv. You need to walk this way.
Oh, terrible. Oh, you've got 6 seconds left.
And I love you.
Just,
I love you so much.
Don't sell it that way.
You said I had 12 seconds.
Yeah, and you did six. You sped through six. That was horrible.
Jeez, there's my claw.
Brett, you've got 6 seconds.
Wait, 6 seconds?
Nine inch nails. I want call letters, name, time, and something.
Call letters.
All right, here we go.
9:29 in a big city. It is Nine Inch Nails. The hand that feeds. Big Red Radio, 98KUPD.
The dude just got off overnights for like 15 years.
Right.
That's pretty solid.
Knocked it.
Which right. mean he taped the last 3 hours of the show and slept.
We all know how it works.
You just hit the record button and do that on break so you can go out and smoke. Yeah, we got it. Did overnights. Okay.
All right. John, I want you to try one here.
He recorded from 9 to 10 is what you meant. And then made sure nobody robbed the place.
And
I love his voice. Like, I wouldn't even know. He's got that voice. Mine's dumb and nasally.
You're fine.
His has energy, though. No. You'd be excited.
Yeah.
Like, he should be one of those guys. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome back to your cars. Like,
the boss jock.
Yeah. Like, you. Okay, so. Yeah.
Put the Flintstones bed under there for the traffic. Yeah.
See, I always screw around with it too much. Like, I always make it like something. I want the post to be a personal problem the disc jockey's having at home.
Okay.
It would be like, so this is the way I would do. Like, this would be like. It's 9:31 and 98 KUPD. It's John Holmberg here. Hope everybody's having a great day. You know, my wife was fooling around in my car the other day and found a condom. It was used, trying to convince her that it's not mine, that it's nothing more than a little bit of sabotage.
Nice.
That kind of stuff. And it just leads with more questions like, is that guy really having trouble?
Oh, my God.
Like
my heart's racing. This is like a horrible improv game that I'm horrible at.
You can do better than I can.
Here's one I want John to do. And then we're going to turn it over to the listeners in a second.
Okay, 9:31.
Yeah, it's 9:31.
4 seconds?
44 seconds.
Oh, my God.
This is like telling a comedian you got an hour and a half.
Okay, yeah. So, wait, what else do you guys have coming up?
Nothing because of COVID. We have zero events. Spots. We've got commercials.
That's right.
Oh, I'm getting hounded on spots. We'll do one more and then we're going to turn it over to listeners.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
So you got it? All right. You ready?
Right.
It's 98 KUPD. Okay. You know your name.
And, make up
an event.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's going to be 72. Here we go.
Okay. 9:32, 32 minutes after 9 o'clock. If you do the math, it's about 40, 28, it's almost 10. It's about KUPD, you know that. You listen every morning. Listen, here's more of the COVID canceling. All the COVID swinger wrestling parties have been moved to June 21st. Make sure you hit the station website to see if all the swinger activities are still kicking it back in right now. Excuse whoever this
words.
Is.
Yes. On system of the
98 KUPD Arizona's real rock.
Yes. Oh,
stop.
Close.
I got lost. Fill. That's a long fill.
That was long.
That's a long.
And see, I need info. Like,
yeah, I got to give you a book. Oh, or, I should have given you some liners.
Like, if you would have gave me some, like, liners.
No, you want to try it again?
Just give me, but pick, right, like, a.
I'll try it.
And I forgot you guys play more upbeat.
Yeah, we do some rocks.
Yeah, so
not,
it's, I don't
not,
know how to. I don't know how to do that. Yeah.
All right.
We can work in a ballad.
Just, and then we'll do your spots.
You can throw an I Saw Red.
There's literally no. All right, here's, like, a list of concerts coming up. They're still there.
I'm going to read this.
We got 21, or I'll give you Skid Row, 18 in Life. It's 21 seconds, all right?
Okay.
And what else I want in this one, John, because I'm directing now,
okay.
I want
crap, I can't
that,
see with my
I want you to, oh, you can't see. Do you have
no, I'm good. From?
So I want you to nail out one of those concerts and then try to tie in the theme of 18 in Life to your whole 18 seconds, or 21 seconds. Ready?
Damn.
Right, okay. Here we go.
Listen, 98 KUPD, a couple concerts coming for you. Corey Taylor will be here May 17th. If you're like me, Wikipedia him. Also, shout out to my friend Steve. Steve was one of those guys who wore a Megadeth shirt everywhere you went. Megadeth, August 29th. Steve's no longer with us because he...
His
name was Ricky.
Horrible. Man.
I felt I messed it up.
That was terrible.
I thought I was going to move into a biopic about Ricky.
Thanks for calling. You're on post-it.
Yeah, let's turn it over to the listeners. I think the listeners get a shot. You want to try Larry? Larry's our mid-day.
I was just going to say, he's hired.
Yeah, he can do better than all of us, right? Yeah, except that last one.
You got a job. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, let's turn it over to the listeners. And then, John, you'll be the judge. We'll give him some.
Now, listen. Now, the listeners, this is just from my radio days. I used to have a guy that yelled that the call letters were the last thing that the people heard.
Right.
Or the like some people are picky like that. You don't go into the song. The very last thing has to be the call letter.
Right.
So do we want to have them do that?
What we do here most of the time is just, and it's become this very strange non-conversational thing.
Right.
Where we just shout out, 98! At the end of everything we do.
Oh, I wish I would have known.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. It's not.
You have to do that.
Nobody's doing it. Like, it's not supposed to. We had a guy named Dennis Huff here. For the longest time, that made me realize how stupid DJs sound sometimes. You're like, 98 KUPD, Dennis! We got a couple of times. Like, he just shouted his own name like it was Tourette's. So we'll get to the listeners in. 585-9800, that's the phone number. You call us up.
All right, we got
and,
one.
We'll get some. Not yet. I got to do this first, then we'll come back out of that. Do the spots, because Toledo's just breathing on me right now.
Spotswood.
And so we'll get these
Toledo!
Out of Toledo. We don't want to. Toledo! 98! And if you guys want to play, we'll give you tickets to Heffron.
Post it?
If you can post it, we'll give you some songs. John, you can pick a few.
Sales guys get mad.
It's 98 KUPD.
Get to the ads.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
I had to make sure I got this
That's
right. Or we're going to play some Post-its. This is
got
ridiculous.
Got a new guy to be
Heffron's got us all excited
weekend.
About posting songs. We've been doing this for 20 years. It's like the worst thing in the world.
I've been watching
it's
it for 20
Friday!
Years.
John Heffron's at the Tempe Improv this weekend. We'll give you tickets to it if you can post it. And John's going to give you, I want you to direct it too if you can. Like I'll give you the song and then you can tell him what you want to hear from it. Like you be the program director. People online, ready to go.
Yep.
Let's start it. Who
Let's
you got
start
first?
With Andrew.
Andrew's on there. Andrew, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
All right. Are you ready?
Probably not. First one, but I'll give it a shot.
You've never tried to post a song, even in the car, being weird?
I don't think so.
All right, let's see. I want to give him, let's give him Again. You're familiar with Again by Alice in Chains?
Ooh, not really.
Okay, how about 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins?
Oop, that works.
Okay, you know that one. All right, that's 11 seconds for that one.
That's
11
gonna be quick,
seconds.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's going to be quick.
That's fast. John, go ahead.
In this, we would like to hear KUPD, or let's just go 98.
Okay.
Right, because that's quicker. We'll save a second on there.
Okay.
And, of course, just go famous comedian.
Promote John's show.
Comedian John Heffern is at the Tempe Improv tonight. Tonight and then 98.
You have 11
Somehow
seconds to
you
do
have
this 4
seconds.
Minutes that John has just given.
So you're
going
to go, John Heffern is at the Tempe Improv and KUPD.
All right. Are you ready?
Or 98. Your preference.
Your call. Andrew, are you ready? 11
and then
seconds.
Your name. Say your name, too, in the very beginning.
That's right.
That way, that's branding.
That's
right.
Why
people know. Or give you a station name.
A radio name.
What's your name? What's your real name?
Andrew.
Andrew.
What's your last
angry? I got one. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Make up your own character.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start the song in 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, everybody. This is Andrew at 98 KUPD. We got John Edlin tonight at the Tempe Improv. And coming up, we got some 1979, which I was 2 years old back then, so I remember going to my first show.
Oh, a complete and utter failure. Way over Billy Corgan's fear.
I like it.
I'm going to be honest. No, zero energy.
Yeah.
You killed me.
A little, but the songs. Can you start the song over?
I can't.
Let me try.
All right. Let's see if Heffron can do better. I know he can.
1979.
You can go 79.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm thinking you need Loverboy. Here we go. Okay. Good luck.
The year was 1979. Star Wars was out for a little bit. I had all the action figures. I'm going to think about this while you listen to Smashing Pumpkins 1979 on KUPD.
Oh! He screamed fudge. You caught yourself. That was fantastic. And I don't know what Star Wars is, but I'm interested.
Are you making fun of my mouth palsy?
Yeah, a little bit. I got no boundaries. Andrew, you're out. I'm sorry. Oh, nice try, but that was rough. All right. Next one up is Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob, you're next. Jacob, are you there?
Yo.
All right. Are you ready? Oh, Jacob's got some juice.
Energy. I can tell.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I thought it was something completely different. I thought we were going to have to, introduce, kind of do that.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Calm down. Just got post up.
Yeah. All right, Jacob.
Post it.
I'm going to give Jacob the song 17 by Winger. You know that song, Jacob?
The song is not appropriate in today's
not at all. That's why I wanted to.
Yeah,
it's a good one to intro.
Let's do another one.
Throw this one out to that Matt Getzick guy.
Yeah, that guy from Florida.
Representative. Right. Yeah.
If you're listening right now in your van.
It doesn't matter that you don't know the song. You have 14 seconds. You have to mention Representative Matt Getz.
KUPD.
And your name. All right, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Hey, good morning. This is Jacob at the Mad Dog Radio. Going ahead and shout out to Matt Getz out there doing big things. Boy, my kids would be reading about you in class later on down the road, right? All right. Well, let's go ahead and get on with this industry. Let's go.
It's still going.
I like the power fade, though.
If he would have started right away, he might have got it.
Yeah, almost.
He was close. Here's what I'm noticing, if you're listening, is the go thing. People are taking a pause and you're losing valuable seconds.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's kind of like if you hear a gun, if you're at a race and the starting gun goes off and then you take a breath and you tie your shoe and then you run.
You're going to lose that race.
You're going to have that time. Right. So.
Sorry, Jacob, you're out. Henry's next. I like this game and I don't know why. Henry, are you there?
I'm here, guys. This is Hot Sauce Henry tuning in from Phoenix.
Okay.
I like it. He's got a terrible, stupid nickname. This is great. Hot Sauce Henry. All right. He's on YouTube doing this. All right. Henry, your song is going to be Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
Oh, that's a good one.
John, you want to give him something?
I'm going to let him freestyle.
Let him flow.
Let him flow. He freestyle.
All right, guys. Let's do it.
It's 12 seconds. Here we go. Say It Ain't So by Weezer. Go get him, Henry.
It's time to wake up, Phoenix. It's 9:51. This is Hot Sauce Henry. You're tuning into 98 KUPD. You're listening to John Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not a post. And then he just says beautiful day right as they go. That was as bad as your groan, Heffron's groan.
You could have milked a couple of seconds even with a
That one seems cake. Fun. That one seems like... I wonder if will you play that one again?
Sure.
We have time to do this.
All right, Heffron's going to give it a run. Here we go.
Well, no, I just want to try to hit the very end. How long is the whole thing?
12 seconds.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, I know what you're going to do.
Hey, everybody, it's comedian John Heffron. It's 9:51. You're listening to KUPD. You know, one of the things, walked out of a restaurant, took off my...
It was done.
Terrible. Where were you going?
I wanted to go, I took off my mask and went, Oh, yeah.
You're trying to do it.
You're trying to do a JoJo.
I can't,
It's 98 KUPD. You know, everybody, it's mask season. We all know that at this point. You don't want to make anybody mad when you're walking around with your mask and have some lady yelling at you the second you take it off.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your mask on.
JoJo.
Make everybody happy out there. You got to stay safe and healthy at all times. Weezer, you know what you need to do, everybody? Say it ain't so.
Sunrise.
I butchered the end.
Yeah.
I
give that a pass.
Yeah, yeah, that was like doing a triple sow cow on ice skate.
Yeah, that was. You landed it. Yeah, yeah. You landed it. We didn't think
I wobbled.
You wobbled, but you landed it. Yeah, that's
damn it. All right. Henry's out. Next one. Last one. Donovan.
Donovan.
Donovan, you're the last hope for any sort of semblance of normalcy with this. We're going
to
give you
free tickets.
We're going to Heffron tickets. This is it.
At the Tempe Improv. Great show.
It's going to be a great show. 35 seconds. The song is Pantera's Walk. You know it well, Donovan. And Donovan's a mute.
He's coded. Yeah. Donovan sounds like he's an airline pilot.
Donovan's doing a live remote from the sea. He's at Bill's Crab Shack. He's there from 12 to 2. Make sure you come on down and get some KPU. Right.
Warm beer, lousy food.
Donovan, you got to promote.
Come get some crabs.
Yeah, you got to come get some crabs. All right, he's on it. He's hacked us once. Donovan, you got to promote John's show at the Tempe Improv this week, and he's got shows tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then also just tell us something. You got 35 seconds. You know this song. Are you ready, Donovan?
Well, let's do it.
I'm worried about the pause. All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Good morning. It's 9:53, 98 KUBE. We got the world famous John Heffron down at the Tempe Improv tonight. Go ahead and walk on down there.
You got 22 seconds left.
And you sounded like you had Bell's palsy in the middle of that. Oh, he's still going. 10 seconds, go.
35 degrees out. Make sure you tip your waitress tonight at the Tempe Improv. They're working hard for you, so reward them right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Nobody's going to your show. Nobody's going to your show.
He was talking about
going to be an empty house.
You know what? I know we're running this. I'm sure your focus groups are like, okay, guys, the bit was done 20 minutes ago.
Absolutely.
But you know my funnest DJ? Here's the one, is we play the beginning of Rat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You want Rat?
Round and Round? Is that in your...
Let me see. It probably...
Won't come up.
I'll find it.
There's two different types. There's the hitting the post DJ, which we've seen.
Yeah.
You
have it?
No, I'll get it.
Here, okay.
Right. So that is I think super hard to do.
Because
usually you have to have one thought. You got to say the station numbers, the letters, the thing. What you got to back sell, whatever song you got to front sell. But then I can't do it with these mics. Here's another thing I pretend to do when I'm in my house when I'm not doing posts. And I kill them. Okay, I won't blow out your thing.
You can do it.
But just play.
You want the round and round?
Randy could be. Here's my favorite type of DJ.
All right, here we go.
Fellas, don't forget we got 25 VIP dances, $30 table dances. Fellas, they're going to need more than clapping. These ladies work for tips. Don't forget every Tuesday is hot dog night. Melissa, your boyfriend's out front. He's a little messed up. Cinnamon, stage left. Cinnamon, stage left.
All right.
He's
that
pissed.
Is beautiful. That game I could play
strip
all day
club
long.
DJ guys.
Yeah, strip club DJ
is always a
two for one.
All right, everybody, we got a DJ in the crowd tonight.
We got an ATM located in the back
in the shower room.
It's the only slot machine in all of Vegas that always pays.
Here comes Lakota. Lakota. Whose ever boyfriend drives an IROC Z. He needs rent money. He's out front.
Lakota.
Melissa, your kid is crying in the daycare room. Lakota.
Lakota.
All the way from the reservation. Lakota's going to take her top off for you and scalp herself right here on the stage. All right.
What the hell is Lakota?
I like it.
I do too.
So anyway, that was fun.
That was fun. All right, let's do the entertainment drill. Get out of here. John, you're more than welcome. Give John a story while I do the thing. It's the entertainment drill brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense Training, which I am all about going back out there today, doing some more stuff, getting smarter, getting more confident, getting in better shape than I've ever been in my life. And I'm doing it with one arm because my left arm doesn't even work right now. They evolve with your needs, and it is unreal. You're not getting this kind of work at the gym. ReactDefense.com is the place for you. Tactical Black, it's changed my life. It can change yours as well. Phoenix, Glendale, Chandler, they got you surrounded. Check them out online, ReactDefense.com. Check out their store, TacticalBlackVault.com. They got you surrounded. What are you going to do? ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Prince William and Prince Harry will not walk side by side in their grandfather's funeral procession.
Oh,
it'll take place tomorrow at the St. George's Chapel in the Windsor Castle. Yeah, but the Buckingham Palace says not to read anything into it. It's practical change rather than sending a signal.
What do you mean? read anything into it, then why would it be a story?
Let him fight.
Here's what highlights Pete Rose is now 80.
I gave him an Ohio story.
Oh, Brady's from Ohio. He loves it.
And I don't have my reading glasses. I'll probably mess this up. He's 80. He's still trying to make a buck from gambling. He's partnering with a service where he will sell his picks for just $89 a month.
That?
That's Pete Rose, banned from baseball for gambling, is now on a gambling app and will get his picks for $89. He says he won't actually be gambling himself on the app, though. I don't remember Pete Rose. Did he make money gambling, or did he just get busted for doing it?
He just got busted.
No one ever knew. Yeah. No one ever knew what the outcomes were. But he got, and then that's the exact same thing he said at the end. He's like, I didn't bet on my own teams. I bet on all the other stuff.
And he would place bets during.
Yeah, all that old man's done.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
In the clubhouse.
In the dugout.
In the dugout.
He was betting on his own stuff. And this is just a giant middle finger back to baseball going, still gambling, still saying the exact same things. You can't stop me now because I don't care if I'm in the Hall of Fame. When he dies, they'll put him in. Guaranteed.
Yeah, he's got his quote. It says that he's not hurting the commissioner. I'm not trying to show him up by doing that. I'm trying to make a living like everyone else. It's not me trying to get baseball a black eye because I'm not. I love baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm all for
gambling.
I'm sure he's on Cameo also.
you can get him to do.
Sure.
If I'm a betting man, I bet you can get Pete Rose for a couple bucks.
I have a signed deal, and he says every one of them he signs, I'm sorry, I bet on baseball. Pete Rose.
An autograph. Yeah. He's embraced it. It's like what OJ did when he autographed stuff.
People have done worse. He just let the guy gambling.
The Washington football team is polling fans on a new name. Some of the choices.
The Savages.
The Washington Aces. The First City Football Club. FC. The Washington Archers. Washington Beacons. The Belters.
Those all suck.
Oh, because of the belt.
Those all Washington
suck,
Red Tails.
Those are all kind of horrible.
Yeah, just like the Warriors. I don't know what happened. Like, Washington Warriors was what they were talking about before. That makes sense.
The Commanders.
Still do the arrow for people
they
who are
should just give it, like, a horrible, like, email address. Like, 7615_
like a password.
football@washington.com. Like, that should be the name of the team. It's just a horrible
That's
Gmail account.
Genius,
and
though.
You just, and then everyone can email them, and they got to have that. It just says @, and then their logo.
their logo is the @ symbol.
It's just @. Yes. And then, but just like you're like, you signed up for AOL 20 years after it existed, so there's dumb numbers in there that don't make any, and there's got to be an underscore.
That's genius.
And then
@washington.com.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Yeah, football@washington.com is the name of
right.
of that.
The team now.
NFL could, you know, they like to make it in like a their logos are all the same on the helmets to try to keep in the yeah. circle.
That's brilliant.
Just football@washington.
Yeah, football@washington.com, and then it just says everything you need to know.
Who's your favorite team? Football@washington. Oh yeah, you know exactly.
not the
red belly. Back swimmers or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's dumb.
The red belly back swimmers may be more offensive than Redskins. I don't even know what it means.
I was just putting adjectives together.
I think that offended four groups.
Not the Washington peanut eaters. Yeah. What?
Highlights from the Ats game.
The Ats. That's
the Ats
what they would be called, the
again.
Washington Ats. All right, closer up.
Patrick Schwarzenegger was on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday, and she asked him if his dad uses, you know, catchphrases around the house.
Yeah.
He's like, every now and then he does it. He's like, turn around and say, I'm taking off, but I'll be back.
Yeah, well, of course. He hacks himself now. That's where we've gotten with Grandpa Schwarzenegger and his son.
NCIS.
What if other people did that? Like if the guy who played Roscoe P. Coltrane, just like every time he left, he's like, honey, I'm going to go get the mail. Oh, Flash, we're getting married.
Just to please his audience. Okay, I'll be back in a minute. He's miserable about it.
Oh, he's tired of it.
James Best wheeling himself down the street.
Do the thing! And he starts crying. So it's always like,
life is hell for Roscoe.
Why can't I get $10,000 to pop on that? Like one of the buffers.
Giant dead beagle on his lap because people won't accept him without it.
Now it's just a beanie.
Come on, Flash. We got to make the people happy. Good, good.
Or the doctor. I'm sorry. You've got terminal cancer.
Good, good, good.
Great job. Thank you for that. I was going to ask you, but you did it anyway. That's great. He did his catchphrase, even in the worst of times. John Heffron, Tempe Improv. Thanks for hanging with us for
a couple hours.
Thank
you, guys. I appreciate it. It's nice.
It's got ridiculous, and it's always good. Tempe Improv has John this weekend, and a lot of great comedy. Coming back to town. We're getting normal again, and that's a good thing. So, and plus, John has meltdowns on stage, literally. So yeah, you never know what you're going to see when he's up there. It's like you never know. Hopefully you stay healthy and all that. Thanks for doing that. Everybody, we're out of here. Larry's coming up next. We will see you Monday right here in the Morning Sickness. Hold on.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.